21 minutes to 8, you are listening to Sabah and Muslim Drive Time on Radio Islam International. We continue with our Gentlemen of Honor project, or the discussion rather. Yes, it is a project of Radio Islam International programming for the month of November. I've explained that already. Now, a quick recap of what we discussed yesterday. We're discussing the qualities that true gentlemen possess. And we're saying that men should try and develop these qualities. That the key word is develop within themselves. And women who are bringing up their sons should try and develop these qualities within their children. We spoke yesterday about self-restraint. And we said it's the ability to hold back, to remain calm, to maintain one's cool, to restrain oneself, to wait and see, despite the urge to jump in, to barge in, to respond, to roll up your sleeves in a situation of heat, pressure, anxiety, anger, confrontation, etc. So this goes contrary to that whole macho man kind of concept, you know, the whole testosterone-driven kind of reaction that is expected of man. That, you know what, if somebody tramps on your toes, somebody tramps on your baby toes, you remove all of his front teeth, and that makes you a man. Well, Islam says no, to the contrary. A man is a man who can, who's got self-restraint. We also spoke about, facing up to hardships and being able to withstand them and understanding that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is testing you, and that's how it develops your character. Developing the ability of dealing with ignorant people. People who will abuse you, will disrespect you, will slander, will backbite. Although you are within your right to defend yourself, but obviously it's always better to opt for ihsan, and that is where you take it graciously and magnanimously in your stride without having to respond, or only responding when it's absolutely necessary. We also spoke about self-restraint in the context of how to deal with the difficulties that others may cause to you. And we concluded by saying the secret to success is discipline and self-control. We've always known that the ability to make choices is what separates us from animals, and the ability to self-regulate is what separates an average man from a gentleman, from a gentleman, from a great man. So yesterday we spoke about self-restraint. Today we speak a little bit about generosity and friendship. And I think these are two key qualities that men ought to have in them. You cannot be selfish. Generosity is, as we know, the opposite of stinginess, and stinginess is a disease of the heart. Muslims are, encouraged to avoid this quality because it's a source of corruption. When you become self-centered, when you're only focused on yourself, then it becomes difficult for you as a man to focus on your family, to do for your family, your immediate family and your extended family, your dependents and subordinates and others within your family. So a man, when we talk about generosity, it's generosity beyond just financial generosity. We know that when it comes to generosity, there's a great legacy. The Sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, never would sit down to eat except that somebody must join him. The Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and how he would distribute wealth. But also it's about generosity in spirit, willing to give of your time, willing to give of your expertise, willing to make other people's problems your own problems, willing to help others solve their problems. Developing a kind of mindset similar to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where, as the poet mentions, مَا قَالَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا فِي تَشَهُدِهِ وَلَوْلَ التَّشَهُدُ لَكَانَ لَاؤُهُ نَعَمُ. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said no. He never knew how to say no. The only time he would say no was the only time he would say la was in the tashahud, when you would say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But beyond that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say no. It was very difficult. He found it very difficult to say no. And we learn from this that, we should be generous in that regard. We should be generous in terms of our time, our willingness to assist, our wealth, our expertise, in a broad sense. And then another quality which a gentleman needs to possess is that you need to be a good friend. You need to be a good friend. Aisha radiallahu anha mentions that she heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Allah approves the keeping of old friendships. Friendship is so important that if your father has passed on, you are expected to show honor and dignity to your father's friend. Because friendship is one of life's biggest blessings. It's one of life's biggest blessings. It's a source of great happiness when you have a friend, because you have somebody to confide in, you have somebody that you can consult with, You have somebody that you can rely on. You have somebody who can guide you, who can pick you up when your morale is down. But as much as each one of us would want that kind of a friend, it's more important for us to be that kind of a friend. It's nice to want such a friend, right? To want a friend who's there for you, who assists you, who guides you, who's got your back, as we would say. But how about being such a friend? Being such a friend. Researchers suggest that strong social ties supports brain health. As we age, it reduces stress, it improves good health and longevity. So, you know, the life becomes sweeter, stronger, fuller, more gracious when you have good friends. Rather have a few friends, but have good friends. And the best way to have good friends is to be a good friend yourself. You know, when you travel in the country towns and you meet these old people and they'll ask you, from which family are you? And you say, I'm from this family. And they'll tell you, you know, your grandfather was a great friend. And you can just see their eyes lighting up. And they talk about those memories. It, you know, they went for Hajj together, or they did business together, or somebody was a rep to these country towns, and they became lifelong friends. They found time for their friends, not just WhatsApp chatting. They found time. They would take out time from their business to sit down with the rep and give him a cup of tea and you know, fry some samosas and share it with him. And that's how friendships were developed. Today, we only want friends with benefits. We want friends of convenience. People who are our friends conveniently because we go fishing together, we go golfing together. So we're friends for that particular purpose. But we don't understand, we don't embrace friendship in its totality. And the first step of embracing its totality is becoming a total friend. Becoming a good friend yourself. Making dua for each other. Then that shows you really have the interest of your friend at heart when you have dua. Remembering each other from time to time. It's not that you say, hey, this guy is a good friend of mine's. Yeah, but we haven't chatted for about 5 years. He's a good friend of mine's, but you know, we haven't chatted for about 5 years. And you know, I sometimes meet people, oh, your father was a good friend of mine's. Okay, but how come I don't remember you? You know? So I'm not saying it's not true, it's a lie. There are various degrees of friendship. But we're talking here about, you know, the upper end of those various layers of friendship. Calling your friends from time to time, sending them short messages, showing them that you're thinking about them, even though you may not be meeting each other all the time, gifting to one another, you know, sending each other gifts. It doesn't have to be expensive. As long as it's something that's valuable, it's the thought that counts. It makes them know that you are there and you are thinking about them, visiting each other, planning get-togethers. So, you know, our message for today in terms of the gentleman out there, everybody would like to think that he is a gentleman, all the men out there, and every woman would like to think that her husband and her sons are gentlemen and her brothers are gentlemen. Well, these are the qualities that you need to have if you are a true gentleman. And today we focused on generosity and friendship, and in many ways they go hand in hand. 13 to 8, so we're running behind schedule this morning. Quick break. When we come back, we talk about the urgent need for school principals to take competency tests.